Well, I've got here the most glorious pumpkin. It's a beast. To be truthful, I always get slightly, I will use the word intimidated because they are big. This one I planted as a little tiny seed, started it in a yogurt pot and it went up to the allotment and it's come back. So it's got across the skin here, these ridges, and it's just incredibly tactile. So I'm going to cut into this with this knife. Oh, would you look at that? That is just the most glorious dark orange. And the smell is just fresh pumpkin. This is going to make the most fabulous soup. And it's really, I can't wait to try this pumpkin pie. So I'm going to chop this into pieces. I'm going to pop it into the oven and roast it. Oh, I don't know if you can hear, but that is the sound of pumpkin roasting in the oven, and it's done. I put the knife in, and the flesh has just given underneath the knife. So I'm going to take it out of the oven. It's very heavy. I've loaded this tray quite high, and I'm going to scoop out the flesh, and I'm going to use that with the orange and the caraway to make a soup. So I shall simply blend it all up with the orange. And when it's made, I shall season it just before it gets served. In the meantime, I'm just going to make a very simple, for real terms, I'm going to make a simple sweet pastry, ready for tomorrow, because I'm going to turn the soup into a pumpkin pie. So a little bit of flour. There we go. Some fat. There we go. And I'm going to breadcrumb that. Some egg yolks. And I'm going to mix that together and leave that chilling in the fridge until I need it in the morning. Well, the pumpkin flesh is now in the blender and I'm just putting in some caraway seeds and some fresh cream. That's just, a bit more. There we go. About half a pot there. I'm just going to use a tiny little bit of salt because this soup is also, don't forget, going to be the base for your pie. And I'm just going to grate in some zest from this orange. That's the last of the zest. I'm going to pop the lid on and blend. Here we go. It's all just coming together. Now, if like mine isn't quite coming together because the pumpkin is a little thick, add, cut or slice the orange in half and just use some of the orange juice just to give it a little bit more liquid. But if not, you can pop a little more cream in and carry on blending. Well, that's blended and... God, that tastes absolutely delicious. It's sweet, orangey, with caraway undertones, very fresh, very light, and it's going to be supper for tonight. But it's also for tomorrow, when I go to the John Griff show, I'm going to add in the eggs and turn it into a pie in the morning. So I'll see you in the morning. Good morning. I hope that you're still with me. I've slept well. This is it. I've got just a few minutes. I'm about to do the school run. I'm going to take this base that's quite sort of a little bit more solid now as it's cooled down overnight. I'm literally going to crack some eggs into it. Sugar. Hang on. It's very difficult holding this application and adding in. There we go. Sugar. And I'm